Pittsburgh Steelers fans, welcome to another edition of Pittsburgh Steelers Fact or Fiction. My name is Brian Anthony Davis. I'm the podcast producer at BehindTheSteelCurtain.com, and I am glad to present five bold statements surrounding the Pittsburgh Steelers and their 2020 season and beyond. So, what do we mean by bold statements? Well, the narrative is always changing when it comes to the Pittsburgh Steelers. There's always so much to talk about. And to quote Rowdy Roddy Piper, just when you think you've got all the answers, I keep changing the questions. Well, those questions are always changing every single week. So we like to roll the punches and we like to break down those questions and see if they are really fact or fiction. With that being said, the Pittsburgh Steelers this week are getting ready to take on the Tennessee Titans in a game they were supposed to play 3 weeks ago, but because of the COVID-19 situation and that game being postponed, it is now this week. Both of those teams have gone through great changes in the last 3 weeks, and they're positive changes for the most part. Both of those teams have also had injuries, ACL season-ending injuries to key players, like offensive tackle Taylor Lewan for the Titans, and of course, inside linebacker Devin Bush for the Pittsburgh Steelers. So those aren't positive changes, but the teams are ever evolving, and we are going to take a look at the narrative here. We're going to have these bold statements, and you're going to tell us too if they're fact or fiction, and if you agree with us. You could do that on Twitter. My handle is BTSC. BAD for Brian Anthony Davis, or check us out on BehindTheSteelCurtain.com. Not just your one-stop shop for all of your Pittsburgh Steeler needs, it's your non-stop shop. So let's get going with this, and a quote from Stephen King, "Fiction is the truth inside the lie." Take that for whatever it's worth, friends. Here we go. Fact or fiction number one. Robert Spillane won't remain the starter at inside linebacker for the remainder of the 2020 season. I'm going to say fiction to this one. People wonder why Ulysses Gilbert III, or UG3 as you know him, was not the next man up for the Steelers at inside linebacker when Devin Bush went down last week in week 6 against those Cleveland Browns. Look, it wasn't an indictment of UG3's performance at practice or what he brings to the table. It was more of a certification of what Robert Spillane has been doing, and he is really a hidden gem at this point that nobody outside of the Steelers coaches and organization knew about whatsoever. It's been reported that Spillane had turned multiple heads in camp and in practice. Remember that massive hit on Kareem Hunt last week? That's what Robert Spillane brings to the table. He is definitely a very smart player. He is definitely a very aggressive player. Some like to call him a blue-collar player. It doesn't matter. Robert Spillane is in there right now, and I think this is a guy that could really help the Pittsburgh Steelers. Is he going to replace Devin Bush's athleticism and his brilliance of play? No. But he's going to come in there, play his style of the game, and play the team style. Now, look, I'm not suggesting that the team is not going to look to another franchise's practice squad or trade block to add another player. I'm sure calls have already been placed by Kevin Colbert to a majority of the 31 teams and to see maybe if some players that have recently retired or sat down on the couch want to put those pads back on and are fit enough to come back and play. But if they do, it's surely going to be as a depth piece because Robert Spillane is going to be the inside man for the Pittsburgh Steelers alongside Vince Williams for the remainder of 2020. Fact or fiction number two, Ben Roethlisberger is playing the smartest football of his career. Fact. In his time away from BTSC, Jeff Hartman had a chance to talk to certain Pittsburgh columnists about Ben Roethlisberger. When he inquired about the difference between past Ben and present Ben, the overwhelming response suggested that Big Ben Roethlisberger has turned into a film room addict in recent years. Look, you can definitely tell by watching Ben this year that the hard work has paid off, and paid off immensely. Number 7's football smarts are apparently off the charts, as well as his decision-making. Roethlisberger's 10-to-1 touchdown-to-interception ratio, his ball-spreading ability to many a different target, whether it be Juju Smith-Schuster, Deontay Johnson, Chase Claypool, James Washington, Ray-Ray McCloud, James Conner out of the backfield, not to mention Eric Ebron and Vance McDonald, has been fantastic going to those different targets. And his keen play calling also suggests that he is playing the most intelligent football of his NFL career. So is Ben Roethlisberger playing the smartest football of his career? Fact. Fact or fiction, number 3. Despite the hot start, the Steelers will not break their team sack record. Fiction. Actually, this statement is overwhelmingly fictional. The team's all-time sack mark is 56. They set that record in 2017. Through 5 contests in 2020, the Steelers have 24 sacks, and that's an average of 4.8 per game. At this particular juncture, the Steelers would need to average only 3 quarterback tackles behind the line of scrimmage in the next 11 games. Seriously, merely breaking the team record at this point would be a buzzkill. It really would. Capturing the NFL record set in 1985 by the Bears with 72 would be so much better, and it would only require the Steelers to average a little less than 4.5 sacks per game. With T.J. Watt, Bud Dupree, Robert Spillane, Cam Hayward, Tyson Alualu, not to mention Stephon Tuitt, Mike Hilton, and anybody else on that swarming defense coming after the quarterback in droves, this is definitely a great possibility. Look, they're coming at teams like never before. This is a landmark defense. I'm looking for this wish to be fulfilled, so I'm going to say fiction to them not breaking the sack record, and I'm saying fact to the Steelers breaking the all-time record. How about those apples? Fact or fiction number 4. Chase Claypool will win the NFL Rookie of the Year award. Fiction. Don't want to say fiction, but I'm going to go with fiction and my head on this one. Chase Claypool is having a magical start to his NFL career, but it seems right now like Joe Burrow from the Cincinnati Bengals, the LA Chargers quarterback Justin Herbert, or Kansas City's Clyde Edwards-Helaire could be favorites right now. But number 11 may be in the next tier, consisting of guys like Jonathan Taylor of the Colts, Justin Jefferson of Minnesota, and Dallas's C.D. Lamb. But if the Canadian sensation known as Mapletron continues his current trends, he will end the year with 54 receptions, 1,085 yards, and 19 touchdowns. That just might change some minds. So, Chase Claypool winning the NFL Rookie of the Year is fiction, but look out for this one to possibly change. Factor fiction number 5. The Steelers' offensive line will see some lean years ahead. Fiction. Sure, the Steelers are really getting long in the tooth on offensive line. You have Al Villanueva, who is the oldest on that line. David DeCastro has had some injury problems. And of course, Marquise Pouncey is up in age as well. But they're still playing good football when they're healthy. But in the future, they might not be here much longer. But here's the good news. Chukwuma Okorafor and Kevin Dotson have been getting great experience this season, and they really weren't expected to. These guys can be future standouts protecting quarterbacks and paving the way for Steelers ball carriers. The early thought remains that an offensive lineman will be high on the Steelers' shopping list coming up in the NFL draft in 2021. But the future still looks bright with number 76 and number 69, not to mention maybe you get Zach Banner to sign another contract next year after his knee injury heals, and Matt Filer plays equally as well as he's been doing. So the Steelers' offensive line, seeing lean years ahead, you gotta say fiction to that one. Are all of these statements valid? We will soon see. Make sure you chime in anywhere you can get a hold of us at BTSC. For BehindTheSteelCurtain.com and Steelers Fact or Fiction. My name is Brian Anthony Davis, and that's a fact, Jack.